This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun. This is where the fun. This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Toy Anxiety. My name is Craig Goldberg, and I'm in the best mood ever. I am now.
That's a good way to start things. Just lying to ourselves.
Here we go. Here we go. Big day today. Big day for toys. Not really. Every week.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying it's a big day for toys because Toy Anxiety's on.
Oh. Well, Mondo had its stream today before us. They were the pre-show.
Yeah.
Mondo had a stream.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
Star Wars had a stream this morning.
Getting ready for sad comments here, and we're going to wrap this up, right?
Yeah, we're almost
it's
done.
It's been a great show. Thanks to our guests, us.
Welcome, everybody, to the Toy Anxiety Live here at 9:30 p.m. on a Tuesday night. My name is Craig Goldberg, as I mentioned earlier. We appreciate you being here. We are going to ask you to hit that like button. Go ahead and show a little algorithm love. Show the algorithm you love them or her or them. And, you know, leave a comment, leave a like. Let YouTube know that Toy Anxiety is something that you enjoy. Whether you're watching live or after the fact, we definitely appreciate it. Hope everyone's having a great day. Joining me, as always, all the way from Vancouver, British Columbia, Ryan Dole. What's up, man?
Oh, I'm doing good. Thank you. Oh. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
You know what, Craig? You know what, everybody? Listen, I want to talk to like everybody for one quick second.
Wait. Before you start, I can't do any edits tonight. So
No, it's okay. I'm just saying okay, good thing you said that. I'm just gonna filter for a quick second. Okay. Hasbro.
You brought your filter tonight.
Yeah, I did bring it. I packed a filter. The Hasbro thinks they have one-upped me. And it makes me a little pissed off.
Okay.
So for those who don't know, Colleen and I have teamed up to destroy Jay Glatfelter's Geek Dad Life's collection. Colleen being Jay's wife.
Jay's wife.
We decided to team up.
Good context.
We're just going to break his toys because fuck that guy. And, you know, we've had enough of his shit and being like, oh, look, I got these Egons and they're dull proof. Well, they're not. So Colleen teamed up. She fucking broke his tie. But it took a struggle to break the tie.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It took a
struggle. Hasbro has made a stronger Fright Features tie for Egon this go around.
Yeah, they made it stronger, like a lot stronger. Mm-hmm. And it's annoying. So I came up with my own solution.
Okay.
You see
pliers.
These are hobby
pliers
clippers.
Or fire. They both do the a good job.
Yeah.
These are hobby
I like
clippers.
That Ryan is opening the show by cutting a promo against Fright Features Egon. It's like when the one-on-one wrestling, when the 15-minute time limit normal one-on-one match is not enough, you gotta use weapons.
You gotta sometimes when a schoolboy won't cut it, sometimes you need to bring a chair. All right, to get that 1, 2, 3. And I tell you, man, one quick snip, that tie is gone.
Dude.
So if anyone thinks
call you the Moyle,
their ties are safe.
Breaking ties, breaking Jay's spirit.
Yep.
There you go.
Breaking ties. I'm a tiebreaker.
The tiebreaker, Ryan Dole.
That's right.
That's his name.
That's it. So I just want everyone to know that if you even think for one hot minute that your ties are safe, they're not. Because I'm going to be coming through the chimney, eating your fucking cookies, clipping those ties.
Put them under your pillow.
Yeah, I know if you've bought them or not. Y'all tagging me in it.
I had a Ryan Dole moment. Today was the first time. We're going to talk about it a little bit later. I don't want to spoil it. But when the Anne Hathaway Catwoman McFarlane figure was announced today, I had like 5 people reach out to me. So I was like, oh, no, this is a thing. I now have defined myself on the
internet.
How
embarrassing.
Somebody
really likes.
Though I will say, I do like
I
when
get
people
it,
do.
I get it.
I do like when people tag me saying they found Egon, because it actually, there's a part of me breaking kayfabe here for a hot minute. It does warm my heart a little bit to see people finding this stuff.
Yeah.
And being excited, because we don't have a lot, as toy wise, we don't have a lot to be excited about when it comes to Ghostbusters. So to still see people excited, you know, it gets me excited as well. Good. And keep sending me those Rogue pictures too. I love when people sending me that Rogue art. Keep doing it. I love
I
it.
Want,
keep
posting I want, it. I want someone to make Ryan a necklace made completely out of Egon's ties.
Yeah.
Just a whole bunch of ties.
That would be really
like your
fun.
Trophy necklace. Mm-hmm. You know?
No, I want someone to make me a tie out of broken ties.
Well, Ryan, thank you for that. Good anecdotes. 10 out of 10.
Oh, thank you. I do also want to point out one quick thing. Abby's hair looks phenomenal tonight.
Thanks, Ryan. Great banter on your part. I really appreciate that. Let's all do compliments. That's a fun way to start things.
I
love your story, Ryan. I love the idea of you as a some sort of like an enchanted creature that steals and breaks the ties. I think you should definitely, I don't know,
I'm a
do
cryptid.
More with that. Yeah, I think that's awesome. I'm doing well to answer. I think you might have asked me that, Craig.
Did not, but keep going.
You didn't.
No, but
that's
I
want okay.
to know how you're doing.
Yeah, I had yesterday off and today off, and I just have been able to kind of like nest in the house and hang out with the cats and clean stuff up and get excited. So I appreciate all of those who are saying I look fancy. You know, I got to compete with Catwoman.
Yeah, what
so.
Do you? Yeah, Abby has to compete with Anne Hathaway yeah. today, so she really
it's not easy.
Listen, when that bat pod rolls up, it's you know, the whole neighborhood gets excited. Well, Abby, thank you for that. Glad you're enjoying your day. Jacob Walsh, how are you, man?
I'm pretty good, but I don't know if the chat is ready. Because tonight we're not actually talking about toys tonight. The theme of tonight's episode is where on the Oscar nominations list, like what hurt you?
Ooh,
let's where did talk it hurt about you? Yeah. Show us.
Are we gonna do a show quick round table of it?
Show us on the Oscar noms where it hurt
yes.
you. That's really fun. Yeah. We can talk
right
about
right around
Oscars.
My Margot Robbie.
I do have one.
That's the best thing. That's the only thing I got right.
Yeah.
Let's go to the chat, say hi to them, and then we'll come back and talk about the Oscars and show off a toy. And, we'll be done.
That's it.
Hey, by the way, there's a lot of people hanging out already, so we appreciate you guys being here. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we'll do. I guarantee there were some Oscar sad comments today, Mr. Brian Drake.
Yeah.
Let's say hi to the chat, though. Let's see. Stephen Lawrence is here. Jason Grahosky, Dora Laxon, Blue Chainsaw Man, Silver K, Skylar Davis. Hey, guys, real quick. I got to tell this story. We're going to interject with a quick Skylar Davis story. First of all, great guy. Supports us. Hung out at toy shows. Giving us lottery tickets. I really like Skylar Davis. So last week, and you'll see in one of my pickups, I decided on a last minute whim on Friday night to go to WWE SmackDown live at the State Farm Arena in Atlanta, Georgia. Got there a little early. The line, they had just opened the line. People were in line. I got some food, got a great wraps, pretending I'm at Dragon Con at the CNN Center. I'm sitting at a table by myself, literally just in my own world. By myself, not talking to anybody, not interacting. I wasn't even looking at my phone. I was just eating my wrap. And I hear, Craig Goldberg. I look up. I see about 30 feet away, it's Skylar Davis. And I said, nope, this is Craig Knight. I'm sorry. There will be no photo ops this evening. But then I went over and talked to him because I actually really like Skylar.
And then took a photo with Cody Rhodes when Cody Rhodes asked for your photo.
Yeah, exactly. No. All joking aside, Skylar's great. And we appreciate your support, Sir Davis. But it was funny because I was like just by myself on a Friday night eating a great
wrap. Just going adrenaline. Da-na-na.
At least I was going. It would be worse if I wasn't even going to the wrestling show. I just stopped by the CNN Center every
just
now and
to
then.
To be part of the buzz.
It's like go to the airport, buying a ticket, going through security just to go eat at the fucking Chili's to go. All right. Manic Mite, Toy Geekosaurus, Brian Brink, Gady's Toys, Andy Stutes, Robinson Art, Jessica Parker, Zach Myers, he's quoting "What About Bob" already. Oh, this is him. You're even prettier than your picture
and younger.
Stanley's toy channel. Brock Parker on the air. Matt Bush, Rick, Sharded Glass Jazz says Abby's looking next
shattered?
Level.
Shattered glass.
Yeah, you're the one that said sharded. It's shattered glass.
Zach Kinsella, Davey Sockrocker, Johnny Cock, Tony Johnson. Everybody's here tonight. Wesley Bruner. So on and so on. Manic Mike, yesterday's podcast, Easy E. We appreciate all you guys being here. Thank you so much. All right. Sorry, shattered glass. Come on. Listen, I'm trying here.
Come on.
I have trouble when
Craig sees what he wants to see.
I see what I feel. I see what I hear. Ooh, in my
sharded
head.
Glass.
Sharded good.
Right? Ooh, yeah. I think I can't wait till the stream is over so I can go watch One Guy, One Cup.
Hey, by the way, lots of really good reactions to last week's episode. It was definitely, we brought in some new people. Ryan was on another level talking about calm downs. It was just good stuff. It was a good episode. Okay,
well, I
real
hope
quick,
everyone did have their calm down last week.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
God, I hope
pre-show,
so.
Yeah.
Let's talk real quick. Sorry, Andrew M. There it is. You got your mention. Hi, Andrew. But no more. I'm not saying another word about him. So real quick, Oscars. You know, it's a toy podcast, but I don't know. Barbie's a toy. Was there any surprises today? I thought it was kind of like run of the mill. It's about what everybody expected. Jacob, what was your take?
Yeah, run of the mill is exactly what I think you could say. Oscars are kind of I don't know. They're kind of dumb to me. It's just like whatever. They're so pretentious, and you know, any 13 nominations for one film should not even be legal.
What was that? Oppenheimer?
Yeah, Oppenheimer, and I that movie might be great. Nothing to say about that film, but that it's just like, guys, 13 up. Come on, like, what's right. the point? Just what's give point? That everything.
Why don't you just give them the
trip? I don't know. It's just weird. The the awards are weird to me. They always have been. I've always felt like kind of weird and gross and self-congratulatory, except for the Jeffries. But
I was about to say.
But I mean, they're just weird. They're
I mean,
just
those
weird.
Are the grossest.
Well, because they're giving themselves these awards. You know what I mean? It's
well,
like
the whole thing with the Oscars. They literally. Like,
yeah. It's a circle jerk.
If people don't know how those nominations happen, like the studios pay a lot of money to campaign. It's like it's all a PR thing.
The rules are really weird. Like, you know, I see a lot of people that are excited about Godzilla today, which is great. Hey, Godzilla's been around for 70 years. This is the first time it's ever got nominated.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, the special effects are not even the best thing about that movie. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, it, the fact that it didn't even get nominated as Best Picture, Best Foreign Picture, is kind of crazy to me. But
that's weird, right?
But here's the thing. It has to do with the rules. It didn't get nominated for Best Picture because the timeline didn't line up. And
because it's
either,
a prequel.
They either would... Shut up. They either would have had to wait to next year, or they could have done special effects this year. It's just
okay.
All
I
weird.
See because it came out late in the year. I see.
It's
I
just
see.
All weird bullshit. Yeah.
Can I defend minus weird. One for its VFX for one hot minute?
Sure.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I love about minus one so much in their VFX is their background extensions. So anytime that you see like the horizon, or like yeah. their extensions of old late 1940s Tokyo and all of that, it almost looks seamless. It's amazing. Like the monster's the monster, and all of that, and all the water work as well in that movie is yeah. so good that like I didn't even question, like, oh yeah, that's old Tokyo. Like, I didn't even, like, right. question it, which yeah. had me go, oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's good VFX, because you're yeah. just, like, because
you're
not even paying
attention. You're not.
You're
yeah.
immersed.
Sure. I'm not. I wasn't it. Saying. Yeah. I wasn't trying to say that it doesn't deserve.
Oh,
that,
no. Yeah. I know you weren't. But I just wanted to bring that up because
yeah.
I fucking love that movie. And it's great.
It was cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool.
Mm-hmm. I think we're just all a little bit mad.
Though I am, I will say,
nominated for more things. Yeah.
Sorry, Abby. Sorry.
No, I was just pointing out the obvious that we all wish it had been nominated for more.
I mean, I could give you, like, I know Barbie's been the discourse today. And listen, we all saw Barbie. I enjoyed it, had fun with it, had some laughs. Hey, Ryan Gosling, best actor. Great. Margot Robbie not getting nominated.
But it really proved the point of that movie.
Yeah, I know. That's the weird hollow.
It's so weird. But that's the whole point of what I'm saying. It's like the Oscar, like, first of all, is the Barbie movie. It's like the Oscars are such a joke. Like, I don't care what you think of the Barbie movie or everybody's performances. They were all great. But like, the Ken song is an Oscar nominated song. Really? That's the part of the movie. It's fun and everything, but it's Oscar worthy. The Ken song.
I think it is. I listen to that song Canada every day when I was starting my new job this summer and going into work. I would get hyped up.
Well, there's multiple songs from Barbie nominated.
Yeah, and Billie Eilish has one. Yeah,
the one that didn't get nominated.
Am I Dreaming got snubbed? That kind of like grinded my gears.
Oh, Peaches did not get nominated.
Peaches didn't get it. Wasn't nominated as well, correct?
That's
Spider-Verse didn't get nominated for best score, which kind of grinds my gears.
Love that song. Sorry.
Hey, something funny happened at work. Okay, I gotta just tell this quick story, then we'll move on. Something really funny happened at work today. I was at work super early. It was this big group thing with all these people that I didn't really know, and it was like a breakfast. And I was reading through the Oscar nominations with somebody else, and there was a girl who I don't really know that was kind of at our table who was like half paying attention to all the conversations, and she was also doing some work. And I was best original score. John Williams was nominated for Indiana Jones. Yeah. And I went, whoa, I did not know Dial of Destiny was going to get an Oscar nomination. And she didn't even look up or make eye contact, but across the table, this person I wasn't even talking to, she went, that piece of shit shouldn't get nominated for anything. Like,
well, it also got nominated for a couple Razzies, I think.
Did it really?
I think so. Yeah.
I think Ant-Man's gonna sweep the Razzies.
Yeah, I think so too. Ant-Man sweeping the Razzies.
Meeting
this year.
Archimedes.
Oh right. Man. Well, this is
also
fun.
I really wanted Spider-Verse to get nominated for VFX because it's rare for animation to get nominated for VFX, and that would have been directly my team.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But hey.
And
poor
I know
things,
it's all pretentious
poor
bullshit,
things
but it would have been nice.
Is great. That movie's great, and it deserves.
I'm
stuff,
very upset.
It
that
probably
I haven't
won't
seen
win
it.
Anything.
Somebody made it. Okay, we saw Maestro, the Bradley Cooper movie, and somebody made a really funny joke at work today. It was like, they just need to give Bradley Cooper a special award for you tried really, really hard.
You're trying.
All right. Should we?
I like that movie.
I liked Maestro.
Yeah, I don't even care.
Listen. Next year, Frozen Empire
here
sweeping the Oscars. Let's do it.
I want to say one more thing and then we'll move on.
We can talk about this all day.
Just my advice to everybody is just watch more movies than the five mainstream fucking dumb movies that they try to shove down your throat every year. There's five or six mainstream big things that everybody talks about. Go watch everything else. Go watch all the other movies.
Yeah,
last thing.
This is why I've been pushing Bottoms, because that one came out of under the radar last year and is one of the funniest fucking things I've ever watched.
That's awesome. Yeah, I gotta watch that.
It's so good.
And shout out to Amazon Studios, who like apparently spent hundreds of millions of dollars trying to get a nomination for Saltburn and was not acknowledged in any meaningful way, except for on TikTok. But we watched Saltburn and Abby and I've reenacted most of the movie.
Yeah.
Whatever the top five anticipated movies are this year, don't go see them.
Johnny Cock, $5 super chat. Peaches. Happy birthday, Mr. Jacob Walsh. That was a good one.
Thank you.
By the way, we had a bunch of members, so let's highlight Flash, member for 17 months. We got Johnny Cock, J-Rod, Jason Grahowski, Blue Chainsaw Man, Chan Stewart, Nick Wesley, Matt Bush, Stanley's Toy Channel, and Video Power Gaming. I think it's like $1 a month.
Video Power Gaming is a new member.
Oh. New member. Thank you, Mr.
Hell yeah.
Thank you,
Mr. Davey.
Oh,
Davey, 17 months.
Nice.
Hey, listen.
Thanks, Davey.
Who's got pickups? I do.
I do.
Yeah, sure.
We do?
Yeah,
well, I'll start off. Because I mentioned that I went to professional wrestling the other night. Had to get in that
adrenaline
merch.
Had to get in my soul. It's going to Netflix Raw.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's another topic.
Craig's on television.
It's my seg.
Yeah, but we're your hype men. Hype people.
I went to the merch stand and I bought this signed Cody Rhodes print.
Dude, it's that you guys are like,
they just sell
friends.
Autographs at the merch.
Yeah. Booth? 25 bucks.
Cody
gave
that to him.
That's pretty $25. Holy it's like 11 by 14 print.
Wow. What do you
always
you
see
hang that
that's
up?
Dusty Rhodes' son.
You gonna hang that on your wall?
Dude, I'm all in right now. I'm this
He's
is
the
year,
son
bro.
Of a son of a plumber.
Gloucester High School.
Listen, baby. It was hard times when I was eating that grape wrap, baby. And the YHS and the Toy Anxiety fans were bothering me. And I had to get up and shake hands and kiss babies. No, I'm just
Doc
kidding.
Doc Times, Darth Vader. Doc Times.
25 bucks. Bought it. It was great.
Yeah. No, it's great. Yeah. Dude, did you see the segment with him and CM Punk last night?
I did.
Jesus. Okay. Let's carry on.
Well, I could show off one more wrestling related thing and then we can, since we're talking about it. I actually meant to show
Hang
this
on.
Off.
It's going
to. More CM Punk this year. Yeah, I know. I meant to show this off last week. This was an impulse buy like 2 weeks ago. It was on sale at Ringside Collectibles. I bought the NWO retro four pack. They come in two sets of two. So we got Hogan and X-Pac.
That's cool.
Okay. Hogan's going to be one of the final four in the Rumble on Saturday. Calling it now.
Calling it now. Calling By the way, if now. You... We should just say it. If you're part of YHS Group Therapy on Facebook or the YHS Discord, we are going to do our annual Royal Rumble pool. So look for details on that. This
and
week.
None of y'all can win.
This no, time we can't enter.
Fuck that. No. I told Ryan, I'm not organizing things if I can't win the money.
All right. Well, then I'm entering then.
Whoa. Jake just declared himself
back
in the Rumble.
I'm back.
the Rumble.
Well, that's it. We're all in the Rumble.
Well, I want to play too.
Here's the other half of the set, which is the bad guy, Razor Ramon. Awesome. No, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash. These are, I like what Scott Hall used to cut a promo and go, because when it's the medium sized man, and the big man. I love that. These are great. Hasbro style. You know, I'm not like a completist or anything on these, but listen.
Those are cool.
NWO for
those
life.
Those are cool.
All right. That's what I got to say.
Cute. Cute
Mr. Dole. For life.
Oh, yeah, let's go to me. Okay. Dollarama or the Dollarama. I picked this up for $5 because it was fun. And it's just cool. Lightyear ship.
Well, yeah,
with Buzz Lightyear.
Cool. I forgot.
I was
that
like,
movie.
You know what? It's $5. I want it. I don't care. I'm buying it. No one can stop me. I like Disney and I like this shit. I like it. So I bought it. Screw you. It's all mine. I also got in the mail today some really, really important figures. Very on brand for me. My new wave of superpowers have finally arrived.
Wow. So those are
Batman
out.
Is Zer. Zur-En-Ra. This is when he goes completely like batshit crazy.
I like that color scheme. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's great. He's great. I got Justice Lord, Superman. This is like total wave of repaints, like hardcore repaints.
I didn't know.
Gold 40th anniversary edition of Superpowers of Batman.
I love that. It looks like the Batman Returns figure.
Yeah, it does.
That's all it is. Come on, Todd. Can't fool me. And then I got the Flash as well, who also has a weird little paint shit smear on his.
It's like Ryan. That's it's like an Oscar. You got your Oscars.
This is my Oscar today. I'd like to thank Jesus, Kermit the Frog. Well, those are the two people I would thank. Jesus and Kermit the Frog. That's it.
That's funny.
Green Lantern. This one looks very close to the original one. I don't know if I'm going to display this one or not, but. I needed it because I have a mental illness problem and I need to have the whole entire collection. And my favorite figure out of the bunch, of course, is the villains because we didn't get a lot of villains in the original line. Sinestro.
That's all. That's a cool figure.
Mm-hmm.
It Very is cool. a cool mm-hmm. figure. So I'm very excited to take him out and put him with the rest of the villains. And also, I just want to point out the back of the cards now are doing the checklist starting from the very beginning with everybody listed. With a write-up and all the vehicles. So I just want to point out just how cool that is. And that, yes, you should collect them all.
We love checklists.
We
love good checklists.
God, I love a good checklist.
Mm-hmm. Love to see it.
Cool. Right? Good stuff. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob Walsh.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, I got a couple. Nothing crazy. I went to... I was roaming through a desert today.
Nice.
That's what I call Target. Because the toy aisles look like a fucking desert. But I found a couple of the I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but I got a couple of the Ghostbuster toys. I know we've done a lot of talking. I found this Fright Feature figure. And I found one more of the little Ecto collection,
okay,
guys. So yeah, getting there.
Okay.
But other than that, I do got one other thing that I want to talk about. I got a little Sifubi figure in the mail. It is from a company called Max Toy Co. Great guys, Max and Mark Nagata. They do toys. I got this. It's a Kappa. I got this really cool little Kappa. He's got the hole in his head.
I want to lick that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Looks like he tastes like Halloween.
Yeah, I love it. That's awesome. Yeah, he's like, you can see through him, kind of. It's also, he's like showing up very orange in the screen there, but he's pink. So,
oh, weird.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah, really weird.
I can see some of those.
You can kind of see the glow of the. Yeah, well, got that little guy in.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I like it.
It's cool.
That's it. That's all I got today.
Okay.
Oh, that's like good. That's good pickup.
Yeah, a little tight. Tight little pickup.
Tight. Yeah, we like it tight here at Toy Anxiety. Tight anxiety. That's what we are.
This guy, somebody had a raging dinosaur. This is so funny. I don't know. I thought it was funny. What? Says, my addictions in life, soda, toys, and women. All three give me depression.
Okay.
Sorry, Raging Dino.
I'm sorry, Raging Dino.
But now you're here. Yeah. So you're doing well. Those are awesome. Hey. Those are my three addictions, too.
All of us. Yes.
All right. Here we go.
It's very true.
Abigail, what do you got?
I've got some Matt Bush stuff.
Oh.
I'll start with the little thing, which is actually my favorite thing. Little tiny package of two Fennec Foxes, Calico Critters. Like, look how cute these little faces are. Oh, my God.
Matt Bush really is. He's a provider.
Yeah. Like, for real. So this... This is making me want to get AstroTurf for the shelf behind me so I can like line it and put out all of my.
Actually, let's replace all the yard with AstroTurf.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I think the cats would love it.
You don't mow it as it is.
I mowed.
We don't.
I paid a guy to mow.
There's not enough grass collectively to mow.
I would never mow my own lawn. Don't you guys know that I value my time way more than a hard day's work and looking at the lawn? Fuck the lawn. Fuck the lawn. It's like a George Carlin. Fuck the lawn. The lawn sucks. By the way, don't do AI George Carlin. Learn how to do an impression like a normal person.
Yeah.
Internet.
Yeah.
Hey, Craig. Yeah. It's Abby's segment.
Oh, sorry.
Abby, everybody shut the fuck up. Thank you, Matt Bush, for the Calico Critter baby Windmill Park, which is just look at this little fucking cutie right there. Look at it. Oh my God.
What a windmill? It is.
Yeah, it's a windmill. Yeah. Which is awesome. And
it's great for the environment, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. So now I can have power for my hoverboards or whatever else I want to have out. So
nice.
I'm very excited about these. And yeah, Matt Bush is always there to like surprise me with something and all of us with like really good stuff.
So
did he get you a Playmobil DeLorean time machine
for your Calico Critters?
For your Calico Critters?
That would be awesome to put a little.
Yeah. And then like I'll make a like an Old West town or something.
Oh, why not?
Yeah. Okay.
I love it. I'm
I done shot that horse. Oh, sorry.
That sounds fun.
Hey, not a hot take. Back to the Future 3 should have won all the Oscars. Okay.
Are you saying you run? For fun.
Speaking of Matt Bush, guys, I need to somebody listen. We need to get to the point where people make like audio drops and stuff for us. Will somebody put together a little like 10-second jingle for my chart, my Star Wars chart? That'd be really great.
Here's my chart. It's my soul.
Not
adrenaline in my chart.
Here it is. The updated chart is here. Who can guess what the newest edition is?
So hold on. So you want somebody to make a jingle for a chart that you're only going to use three more times?
Yes.
Yes.
Get
there's
going to
be another chart.
Hey, nobody make this chart.
Hang tight. Mm-hmm.
There is going to be another chart.
There's going to be another chart.
Because I'm going to need to do a droids chart and an Ewoks chart. Dude, anyways.
He's gone insane.
I'm going to beat you to those Ewoks.
Actually, I'm already ahead of you.
That should be the name
of
this.
I'm going to beat you to those
evils. I'm going to beat you.
I'm going to beat you to these evils.
Craig, I'm going to beat you.
Hey.
All right, guys.
Stop.
It's the EV99 last 17 droid. What can I say? Matt Bush, like I said, he's a provider. This is an incredibly generous gift. These guys are not cheap. Also, they're not easy to find with other limbs. This is great. I want to say that did this originally come with the Jabba's Dungeon playset? Could be wrong about that. But
sure
I have
game so.
Hey, you know what?
How's he? Is it?
Even if it is, it's great. No, this is original. Now I'm like looking for the Lucasfilm stamp. No. This is great. Thank you, Matt, for that. Very much appreciated. But speaking of vintage Star Wars, I got a surprise package in the mail today from friend of the channel Tom Henry, who is a big Star Wars aficionado and vintage Star Wars fan and 3 3/4 fan. He's always talking to me about Stan Solo.
He's a legacy collector who collects legacy skins.
He is. Ryan, do you know about Stan Solo?
I know that name.
Stan Solo, I don't know much about him or the company, but they specialized originally in a line of figures called the Next 17, which were vintage style Star Wars figures that never were released.
Yep.
And I was sent today a beautiful mint on card, vintage style Slave Leia.
I'm going to need that for a video I'm making.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's awesome. Like it is like, if I didn't know, I would think, oh, did Hasbro put out a retro? Like, it's really, really amazing.
Well, I think that dude should let me know where I can buy one from him. I'll buy one from him if he's selling those.
I think. Okay, so I'm wrong. Cardboard Galaxy says Next 17 and Stan Solo are two different companies. So these are Stan Solo then. So I'm just plugging everybody. So thank you so much to Tom Henry for this. It's got a nice card back with all the vintage figures on there. This is really cool. I'm not going to open it. Going to,
You're not going to open that?
No, I'm going to leave this minty. Look at that.
No, I'd open it.
No.
That's fake. You can open it.
Yeah,
Hey, it's not. It's literally not fake. I'm holding it in my hands.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's a fake toy.
Now, this is definitely a repro. A repro updated vinyl cape Jawa.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. I need to add that to my chart. My chart's missing a guy.
And a song.
So that's really cool. And then these have weapons too, but they're down here. And then also a vintage style Mandalorian Jawa.
Cool.
Ooh. Right.
Got some stuff.
Yeah.
Star Wars stuff.
I didn't know that Tom was sending this stuff over.
What do we like Star Wars or something over here?
Uh-huh. We try. We really, really.
Well,
try.
I know
every
I
other.
Do.
Hey, every other episode, we really love Star Wars.
Yeah. No. So, thank you to Tom for sending those over. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Who else has anything else, Ryan?
Nope.
Nope. Nothing here.
All right.
There we go. So let's talk about the Star Wars stream from this morning, because this, you know, what I put on the thumbnail today has to do with retros. And there's a lot of companies doing retro stuff right now. Hasbro's doing it for Ghostbusters, Playmates is doing it for Ninja Turtles, Star Wars is doing it for the original Kenner stuff.
And there's Origins.
To me, it's the more exciting stuff happening right now in toys. And I think for a couple different reasons. So we can talk about that a little bit. But Ryan, were you able to watch the Star Wars stream this morning?
I certainly did. Well, it was okay.
I'll kind of let you walk me through some of these reveals, because I've barely had a chance to breathe, let alone go through all this stuff. But was there anything that really stood out to you?
Well, I do like that they did a pipeline for retros.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to talk about that.
All the pipelines I thought were kind of the most interesting, but also the same, like, again? Come on, you guys. I don't know. I feel weird, because it's just like there's a couple that I'm gonna get just because I like to world build my Mando era universe.
Right.
And then, yeah, that's like, I don't know. That's kind of like, that's all they kind of announced that I like. I'll get the new Luke and the X-Wing pilot. I like that they are doing episodes 2 and 3 for retros as well.
Oh, did they announce episode 3 as well?
Yeah, so they're doing a, I don't know if they're doing a mix of 2 and 3 in the next wave of retros, or if they're doing like, oh, here's 3 figures from episode 2 and here's 3 figures from episode 3. I didn't really.
Well, we'll go through this a little bit. They started off, there's just some updates on, they're going to do obviously that Phantom Menace 6-pack. Now, I don't even know. Like, is this a reveal? Is this Deluxe Jango a reveal?
No, he's already up. He's already been up for pre-order since like before Christmas. They just kind of gave, this was their like
the little update. Yeah. Gotcha.
If you go, go up one. So now they're going to start doing like, because people keep asking, you keep saying fan channel, what the fuck does that mean? So they finally answered it. And so now even when they do a reveal of a character, they'll be like, they'll show this off. Like, this is where, this is a fan channel exclusive. So this is where these are going to be available in what country.
That has to be a Steve Evans call. I've been saying that, like, they would always do that. They'd be like, it's a fan channel exclusive. Nobody, like, that is not.
What does that mean, Captain Corporate?
Mm-hmm. Hasbro, fan channel's not like, you can't look up fan channel in the dictionary and get a definition. That's something Hasbro made up. So you have to define what that is. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So they finally did it on how to get it, where to get it.
Right.
And then, yeah. So I just thought that was like, oh, good. Finally. Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah. And then some Black Series. La-di-da.
Yeah. I feel like Clone Trooper.
No, the Droidica. The Droidica actually looked pretty cool.
Yeah. What I was going to look at real quick. Well, there's a lot of pictures here. Oh, here it is. Pictures. The Droidica. Where did this originate from? Was this in...
What like, series? It's like one of the first things we see in Phantom Menace, Craig.
Yeah.
Oh, those things.
I was like, Craig, what are you?
No, I know.
What are you okay?
I know you're tired. You've had a long day.
So no, it's okay.
Yes, we see Obi-Wan and Anakin. Mm-hmm. Qui-Gon fighting these things. Gotcha. So they've never made this in Vintage Collection or Black Series before.
Master Destroyers. Remember?
Yeah, they were going to discuss the treaty. I've seen the film.
We remember.
Wow, let's just keep discussing what happens.
Do you want to do the whole plot?
Spoiler alert.
When's Dooku come in?
When did they talk about midichlorians?
Ooh. Your son's got a midichlorian count. Okay.
I don't know what that means, but if you want to come inside, Qui-Gon.
Yeah. Okay, so
I do want to come inside, Qui-Gon.
That was good. That was
I've
good.
Got a very special.
Met him once.
You met who?
Not Qui-Gon.
You did not meet Liam Neeson. You're right.
Sorry. God.
You can't just get on Toy Anxiety and tell everybody we met Liam Neeson.
I haven't met Liam Neeson.
She peed next to Liam Neeson at the theater.
All right. We've got a Thrawn from Ahsoka, Black Series figure. Cool. If you're into that sort of thing. Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Black Series. We love Thrawn.
We've got an updated Rex from Vintage Collection. I saw Jake Stevens.
I am going to get this.
Today. Okay.
I am going to get this. Soft goods on the skirt.
Nice.
And removable helmet. Mm-hmm. So I am 100% down for this.
Mm-hmm. All right.
For this upgrade.
Oh, okay. It is cool with the removable helmet. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, all right. So that's good. Thank you to Toy Arc for taking all these images. Sorry, they're a little blurry.
Yeah,
this is the only Bad Batch figure we're getting.
Right. They're gonna do another bat. They're gonna put out a Bad Batch 4-pack. That's just the four of us. Like,
that'd be sweet.
Okay. We have a new updated Vintage Collection X-Wing Luke. What's X-Wing different Luke? About this than the last one?
Just I think it's everything's updated on it.
Okay.
I think that's really it. I do want it because I love the pilot, so I'm probably just going to get this and leave it on card. Mm-hmm.
By the way, there's a lot of people watching. Oh, they're updating sorry. No, go for it.
Go ahead.
I was just saying thank you guys for being here and watching.
No. Same time, all four of us talk.
Same time all the time. They are updating the cards as well.
Okay. That's cool.
But yeah, they're moving. They had like a warning label on the top of the card. I wish I had one reachable. But they always had it on the top right corner, the warning label, but they're moving it to the bottom of the card. So it's not.
Oh, wow. I better buy it then.
You better buy it. I'm just saying. It's not that to us, that's no big deal, but there might be someone in the chat who's just like Captain
you guys,
Card Collector.
VC-158, oh, the Vintage Collection wow. X-Wing Luke. They've moved the.
Wow. Wow, chat, do you listen to this? Do you hear Craig making fun of you right now? Are you gonna stand for that?
I think he's making fun of you.
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
Oh. Wasn't making fun of anybody. I just do a Caddyshack Bill Murray for no reason.
Yeah,
that doesn't get you out of everything.
Yeah, it's like, oh man, I was mad at that guy, but he started doing that fun Bill Murray thing.
Yeah.
All right. Who do we got here? Who is this?
It's Axe Woves again. Like the third Axe Wove in like a month.
Hey, this is insane. We had a whole conversation yesterday about we thought maybe they would reveal a Carson Tava figure here today. I even made a thumbnail for it.
Well, don't show anybody. We got to save it. But anyways, their whole big thing of re-releasing Axe Woves is because they're going to update the paint on the helmet.
I want to show off the thumbnail I made.
Show it.
No, well, you're supposed to save
it. Do whatever you want.
No, it'll be.
No, don't do whatever you want. Show some restraint.
Here it is.
I think you should do whatever you want. Do what makes you happy.
Show it.
That goes for all of you.
This is just for the people watching right now.
We're going to edit this out.
What?
It's a roast. Okay. We love Carson Tava. We love Paul. And we hope that. Eventually, he gets an action.
Yeah, wait to hear that Avatar trailer drop. Like, good for him.
Hey, why has there been three Axe Woves figures? Who the fuck is Axe Woves? I mean, I know who he is, but to the average human being, who? Why?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ryan, what's your opinion on all these Axe Woves releases?
Bullshit. One was enough.
Exactly.
One was enough.
Nobody bought the first Axe Woves and went, you know what I could.
They
use?
Think if they I'm just like, keep putting them. Well, maybe somebody will buy it this time. If we put it out again,
like mm-hmm. no, let's like we haven't gotten Pelimoto, we haven't gotten Carson Tava.
Yeah.
Gah! Okay.
Let the hate flow
what
through
the
you.
Fuck?
That, yeah. I'm gonna sad comment if you don't keep scrolling. Keep going.
If you don't stop scrolling, I'm gonna sad comment.
I'm gonna sad comment all over the place. Nobody wants it.
All right, here we go. So we're getting in Axe Woves. Exciting stuff. Okay. And we're also, who is this? Also Axe Woves?
Scroll past Axe Woves.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
But no, this is a, Jake, this is a different figure.
Yeah. This is a different figure.
Who is this?
This is like a Mandalorian commander. Okay. So yes. Is this ridiculous that we're getting this? Absolutely. Guess what? I'm still buying it.
Well, sure. It's got a cool paint out.
Obviously.
I'm buying it. I got a world build my Mandoverse. So I'm getting them.
But if it's a nondescript Mandalorian warrior, why does he look just like Axe Woves? They're like, why don't we make him like a brunette guy? Okay.
Okay.
All right.
There he is.
All right.
All his glory. Are we getting another Mando?
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
I'm going to fall asleep.
But this one, dude, this one has, this is the one that comes with the N1. But now just single packed because of course.
Of course.
Of course.
You can't just let a figure be an exclusive. That wouldn't be fair.
Yeah,
all right, we got a Mando there. And then I think
we got a Grogu in a new bassinet.
Oh, good.
Guess what? I'm getting this one too. I don't care. Come fight me. I'm going to buy it.
It's that's cute.
Abby, you're moving my light.
Sorry it is. That.
I love it. I'm buying.
Okay.
I'm buying two.
I'm
going to keep Grogu alive.
Okay. Pre-orders coming up. And then they gave an update on the carded Chopper and Sabine figures.
On pre-order tomorrow.
Okay. Everybody get, if you bought the Ghost.
They
do
come as a two pack. So you just have to buy them once. It's going to be come together in like a nice little box set.
Cool.
They are limited five. Per customer on Pulse, but they're going to pull like a NECA where you just have a timed pre-order. Doesn't matter.
So anybody who wants to get it will be able to.
Correct.
No excuses.
No excuses. I don't want to hear any.
Hey, Jacob, you think they'll still complain?
100%. I can't 100%. Wait.
100%. But this Sabine is really nice.
I was just about to say that Sabine looks really good.
That's a good looking figure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Like, how hard was that to do that the first time?
Yeah.
Really hard, apparently.
Jesus. But this is great. This is great. It's a great upgrade. So I'm getting two so I can take this one out of package and then I get more Lothcats as well.
Hey, this is a funny comment. Flash says, Hasbro makes all their toys on Kamino. They know how to build clones like no one else.
Nice.
The same.
I look forward to seeing them in action.
Missing a whole planet, you are.
It's been erased from the archive memory.
God damn it, I need to watch the prequels.
Yo, dude.
Again.
Broom Boy?
Whatever happened to all those younglings in that scene?
They died.
All right.
Yes.
They're dead, Craig.
Both cats are cool, though.
It's Lost time cats. For Pipeline Reveals.
Ba, 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 ba.
All right. We are getting retros.
Pipeline.
So, yeah, we are getting more prequel retros. So, it looks like we're getting Episode 3, Anakin. Episode 2, Padme. Mace Windu. Jango Fett. A clone trooper. Grievous? And General Grievous. That's a cool set.
Do you know what I like? Yeah. I love that they picked hot Anakin, like Anakin in his peak hotness.
Peak hotness. Padme. Peak hotness.
They just went peak hotness all the way around.
I have both of those costumes from those time periods.
Right? This is pretty much the retro Abigail. Because
they are the hottest.
That's
General
Grievous at his peak hotness, right?
Peak hotness, Grievous. Dude, the way he just wields things and clears his throat.
He's a collector.
He's a collector just like us.
He's got a pulse.
People don't recognize that. The General Grievous is just one of... He'd be a co-host on Toy Anxiety if he didn't have COVID.
Absolutely.
Vintage Collection Pipelines, Ahsoka, Cobb Vanth, Bo-Katan, Dark Trooper,
Hang on, let's make it clear. Hang on, Craig, I'm going to help you out here, all right?
Help me.
So we have the Amazon 3-pack Astromech exclusives. Those are the three droids that were helping Ahsoka at the end of the Clone Wars.
That's fun.
To escape, okay? I like that. I like that set, okay? Then we've got another HK Assassin droid with the beige and the red, so it's just a repaint, re-release. The Dark Trooper is also a re-release, but it's single-packed without the lockers, so it's just, instead of the deluxe, it's just a single pack. Then we have Ahsoka.
Oh, man, I want my figures to come with lockers.
I want the sticker on the other side.
You can still get them, Craig. Just go to Ross. They're there. Ahsoka the White is there. And then we've got another Mandalorian, but it's Mandal from the hallway fight. So he's wearing the jetpack from one of the Beskar troopers. So they just found another way to repack another Mando. Whatever.
And now I'm painting the black.
He better come
blue.
With the shield. If he comes with the shield and the baton and that, like if he has all of that, I'll absolutely get that Mando because I have.
It better come with the shield box set all seasons.
Michael Chiklis.
Yeah, wow. Better come with.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. Oh, I would love
must have.
Hey, this is
a dream casting.
This is the first Cobb Vanth in Vintage Collection.
So next to Mando is Bo-Katan, so they're re-releasing Bo-Katan. Now, Craig, let's talk about it. How do you feel about Cobb Vanth?
I'm a Timothy Olyphant fan.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
He's in Ocean's 11.
Jacob?
For 3 seconds.
Pretty cool.
Yeah,
I love this
character. Yeah.
He's going to be a deluxe figure as well, so be prepared. You're going to pay extra for the character you've been waiting for. So we're getting him. Which is great.
I'm not buying
now. Let's get.
I love him, but I'm not buying it.
Yeah, let's get Pelly and Carson Tava now.
Yeah, give me fucking Pelimoto. Everyone's like sounding off in the chat every week. It's
so
ridiculous. We don't have that.
And then there's some Black Series pipeline reveals. Another Amazon exclusive. Yada yada yada. Okay.
One of them is Moff Gideon in his armor, which should be a TVC pipeline reveal. But whatever. Let's keep going.
Oh, I thought it was. Okay, it's Moff Gideon with his helmet. I was thinking they were putting out the helmet as a roleplay item.
Oh, maybe that is what that is.
Okay.
Now I can't remember. Because once they started doing Black Series, I just kind of tune out.
Right. Yeah. Cause it's like, who cares? Sorry guys. All right. Well, some good Star Wars reveals. So let's talk about retros for a second. I personally feel that Star Wars retros are amazing. I love Jake. Even though I've had Fright Features Rey for like 10 years, it's still fun.
Yeah.
There's something really fun. It's the nostalgia piece of the collecting that I think is, we don't have to spend all day on this, but let's get into it just a little bit. To me, I'm going to take the stand that I don't think everything just needs to be a re-release, but I think what Star Wars is doing with the Kenner retros is some of the most interesting stuff happening in toys. And also it's affordable, and that is becoming more and more an important piece of the puzzle for me. Yep.
Fun. Yeah. And it fits in with like retro stuff just looks better on the shelf. Like the retro styled figures, they just look better. So doing new figures that have that retro, like that's what I wish everything was. I wish everything was that.
Michael Palmer makes a good point. He says, on the topic of the Turtles retros, I own most of the originals, but having them on the vintage inspired card backs, I can't resist. They look great on the wall. I agree. Like I'm not saying like, I don't even know how to word this. I wish that they would look at the packaging and design of old figures and apply that to newer releases. And I think Hasbro did a good job with Ghostbusters. Like I think the kids focus figures look like kind of like a throwback toy.
Sure.
I kind of wish they didn't have khaki flight suits, but besides that, I think they do a pretty good job. So there.
Yeah, I agree.
And Ryan, same with superpowers. It's kind of in this same wheelhouse that we're talking about.
Absolutely same wheelhouse. Absolutely. It's, I don't, well, I probably would still get these if they weren't superpowers, but but to be fair, like some of these like older Batman sculpts and stuff, I probably would not be getting them if they weren't under the superpowers banner. So that's how it does get me. I am not immune to nostalgia by any stretch of the means.
I think I'm leaning more into it. Mm-hmm. I think I'm Dr. Nostalgia these days. I'm not a doctor.
Oh,
okay.
You went to school for that.
You've studied.
I went to school for it. I majored in
fix up one of these.
I majored in 80s cartoons. I wrote my thesis on. It doesn't matter. Okay. By the way, at work today, there was like this slideshow they were presenting, and one of the slides had the team from Captain Planet. I was so tired. I looked up. I went, "Whoa, Extreme Ghostbusters!" No, that's Captain Planet.
Captain
Planet. But anyways, I'm not, when they put out that, when Steve Evans released that checklist last week, it made me kind of go back. Like Jake, you know the retro style, the prototype Star Wars figures.
Yeah.
I don't have all of those, and I didn't plan on getting them all, and now I'm like, oh, I think I need all of them.
Well, they look great. Those are, I know a lot of people really hate those for some reason, but I love them. They look good together. They look good on a shelf, and I know it feels like a cheap way to get you to buy six of the same figure by having them all different colors, but you could just get one of each. You know, you don't have to get them all.
You don't have to buy every Axe Woves.
I don't have all of those, but I got, you know, I got five or six of them. They're great.
Ryan, what would you like to see happen going forward with all these companies in the retro releases?
I think they're actually all doing really good for what we're getting. Like for the superpowers, even though now we're getting to the point where so many repaints, but we're getting some like really cool villains out of it.
Sure.
And I like I've always liked what Origins is doing, where it looks like the old toy, but now we've got this like now this nice modern articulation. So and we're getting new characters with that too. And they're kind of expanding that universe. So I think that's fun.
Right.
Again, it just comes down to Ghostbusters just needs to catch the fuck up with everybody else. And I think that's just because Turtles is kind of doing it. Like even
it's harsh words.
Yeah, right. But I wish Turtles was doing the same thing, right? Yeah. I wish Turtles was doing the same thing that MOTU was doing. So Turtles is so far ahead of the game in the sense of like they're still very relevant, and they're coming out with new toys based on their new products or their new TV shows and movies, right? Where I don't know, the rest, I just feel like the rest of the companies kind of need to catch up on that. And Turtles also has the NECA line. So for any of us who want that, like something that looks like it's pulled straight out of the cartoon,
right,
or the comics, and onto your shelf with articulation, NECA's killing it there too. So, I mean,
I like this.
Nostalgia's there.
But it's, good comment from Cardboard Galaxy. I'm trying to, my eyes are going. It looks like he's got a B-wing pilot as his,
A-wing pilot, I think.
No,
maybe it's B-wing.
Doesn't matter. He says retro. Anyways, feels. He says retro. Let's fight over it. He says retro feels like toys. I've always been more of a toy collector than a collectible collector. If that makes sense. You know what? That does make sense. This mm-hmm. is the same point Jake makes all mm-hmm. the time. Like, if you guys ever, like, one thing I know, modern toy collectors, the people who are really into like hyper articulation and like Mythic Legions or any kind of like super detailed 6 or 8 inch action figure, they hate, a lot of them do not like vintage toys at all. They don't, and I get it, because it doesn't check the boxes for them. I tend to like a little bit of everything. Same. But more than anything, like, guys, I talked about wrestling earlier. I'm a lifelong wrestling fan, and it's not that I took time off from watching it, but I feel more excited about going back and reliving like the glory days of professional wrestling right now, because like I'm about to be 40 years old and I got like 10 more years of being able to do this before I need to really start thinking about growing up. So
do you, Greg, on that and say, no, we're going to be doing this when we're 70, when we're 80.
Dude, when we're 80, we're going to be like, hey guys, still haven't played the Jeffries yet.
We're going to like,
I'm just going to, I'm actually going to have a camera in front of yeah. my urn. At all yeah. times.
I'm going to be doing Frank's ready for my bed, but it's not connected to anything. And
we're all going to 4B in a band like night. Willy Wonka.
Yeah, that's more
golden likely. Ticket.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a Hasbro X-Wolves. Toy Collector Magazine says Dan Larson's column in Toy Collector number 10, which was sent to the printer today, is all about the current golden age of action figures. Good stuff. Oh. Well, I can't wait to read that. Yeah, everybody go make sure yeah. you get your subscription into Toy Collector Magazine. I love that.
Yeah.
And it's at certain newsstands. Yeah. It's yep. at certain newsstands yeah. as well. Plus, friend of the show, Dan Larson.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, right? He practically is like our godfather or something. No last name says... I'd love O-ring Ghostbusters like vintage G.I. Joe. That would be cool. I think the Ghostbusters would fit in like a G.I. Joe line. I'd like them on like actual like G.I. Joe card backs with like a cool.
I want imagine a G.I. Joe style Ecto.
Imagine Peter Venkman's file card. It's like, hey, ladies, beware. Peter Venkman's on the prowl.
Yeah.
Hey, that's
contact your HR department.
Exactly. Okay. So guys, we're already at an hour. There was a couple other little, hey, I'm not gonna lie, what was the Mondo stream earlier? Was this about the Orko release?
So they talked about Orko, and they talked a little bit about just some other upcoming figures. Like at near the end, they showed off Rogue.
Okay,
all that stuff. They even gave us a shout out.
They really?
What?
Yeah, they are the official Mondo. Today was the official pre-show to tonight's Toy Anxiety.
What channel was it on? Dude. Was it on Mondo's social
Mondo's
media?
Channel. Yeah, no, it's on Mondo's YouTube channel.
Mondo's YouTube channel gave Toy Anxiety and YHS a shout out, and nobody informed me while I was napping God. And a cockroach was crawling on my face. I had a bug on my face. I had a bug on my face while sleeping. With two cats on the bed who did nothing.
Neither of which, yeah.
they put it there.
They did.
Well, Gizmo's famous for befriending.
They're like YouTube brushes. Pranksters.
Yeah.
Okay, so recently there was some controversy on Star Wars Theory. They said that women don't like Star Wars. Should we talk about that?
Wait.
Well, I think the only thing to say is, yeah, they do.
They do. Yeah, they fucking do.
They do. I know plenty of women who like Star Wars. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen. There's a reason they're making those Axe Woves figures in droves. Woves in droves. Attack Peter 1/6. Yeah.
I think that was a 1-to-1 scale, actually.
It was a Haslab. Everybody go to Mondo's YouTube channel and check out the stream.
Hang on, can I just quickly tell, because I actually watched the stream.
Yeah, go for it. Let's
do it. So they do, they break down Orko, and they break it like down all the accessories, everything it comes with. Plus, they show off all like the sculpts of it. And so it's like watching a making of the figure. So they talk about the concept art, they show the concept art, they show the photos from the toy photographer Raul, who did all the photos, and they talk about all the sculpting and the painting. They do like a whole breakdown of the toy. And it's absolutely stunning. Like, it's an awesome toy. And it's like this first, we get to see his legs. We get to see him without the scarf and the hat on. It's really, really good. They actually did him, Hector and Mr. Attack did an absolute banger of a job doing the live stream tonight. So big props to them. So everyone go check it out. I don't want to spoil it. So just go check it out. And there's an appearance of Rogue at the end.
And Rogue's in the end.
Rogue is in the end.
Nice.
Back in.
Very nice.
Attack, Peter. Toy breakdown for real toy fans. Craig. That's come right. on. I'm not.
Real toy fan.
Actually, like, I could name 14 other things I like more than toys. Most of those are food, though. I like pizzas, donuts, golf.
Oh, I would love a donut. Dude,
come on.
I love toys.
Yeah, so dude. What are you doing? Yeah.
I love toys.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Couple more things. Jacob, I was going to ask you earlier, but I forgot. Do we have sad comments tonight?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
If you want them.
I do. I bring it. Okay.
I would love them.
So, real quick, this was announced today. Gold Label. I'm a little bit worried about these ads popping up because, well, I don't want to get into it, but.
Yeah, I'm sure I know.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No shame. Just go ahead and do it.
No, it's fine. I, you know, when you buy stuff online, sometimes you get ads for it later. So.
So good. Yeah.
Anyways, DC Multiverse Batpod and Catwoman teaser. What? What now?
No, just go ahead.
Okay, I'm just a fan of Anne Hathaway in this triumphant conclusion of the Dark Knight trilogy. And this is coming out. They're also putting out, did you guys see, this is not Christian Bale. I'm just putting that out there. It's somebody.
It's like an AI hot guy.
AI hot guy. That's Batman.
Did you say Hawkeye? No, hot guy. Hot
guy. Oh, that's not Hawkeye.
That's not Hawkeye. I'm a fan of the McFarlane movie figures. So
I like how he's got like his grapple gun.
Yeah.
But he's like on the roof, no mask. Like, dude. Yeah. Come on, get your shit together.
Yeah, I know.
Put your mask on. Someone's gonna see you. Someone's gonna see you.
I was born in the darkness. Okay.
I don't need a mask, Alfred. I don't need it. I can't breathe with it on. It pushes against my eyes and then I can't see.
I've already buried one too many Waynes without a mask on. Remember at the end when they get tea or whatever?
Mm. That's when
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want Alfred to see me. He thinks I'm dead.
Imagine Bruce Wayne, Christian Bale Bruce Wayne, just like he's in a store and he's looking to buy a mask and he's with Rachel and then he can't find Rachel and he's just like screaming for Rachel. That's what I want to think about tonight. Okay. Rachel. you want to know how I got these scars? Sorry.
From Rachel.
Yeah.
DC Multiverse Batpod and Catwoman is coming. And then there was also these leaked. Did you see these, Mr. Dolan?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about them tomorrow with Alex on Gotham City Tonight.
All right. So talk
tune
about,
in to that.
Tune in tomorrow night.
It's right at an hour. We're supposed to keep it a hard hour.
This is all text.
I got a hard out.
But listen. I won't get into anything, but they're putting out a Tumblr with a Lucius Fox figure, which means, is this the first Morgan Freeman action figure of all time?
Probably not.
Nope. You're right. I got one in my room. Robin Hood.
Yep. Nice. Mm-hmm. Good call.
All right. Well, then I'm not buying this. Okay. Fuck it. Fuck what it. Fuck the Tumblr.
I hope he comes with that screen of all the different everyone's phones.
I hope that they put out the camo one just so I could go to the store, pick it up, go to the front, ask the clerk, does it come in black?
No, like, I hope it comes with an extra phone, one that he puts in the thing and the other one he pulls. Oh, sorry, I didn't realize I shouldn't have my phone. Or whatever he says to that dude.
I don't believe that's the line, that's but we'll go it. With it.
No, I know that movie off by heart.
Off my heart?
I don't think that's something people
okay, heard. Last thing here.
I know that movie off my heart.
I know that whole entire movie.
I know that movie off my whole heart.
Was he an illusion?
Now, I haven't seen... This is interesting. I haven't seen Iron Claw yet. I want to. But A24 is putting out their first action figure.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
And I know it got Abby thinking earlier about other A24 movies that she wanted to see action figures from.
I mean, yeah.
But listen, this is not going to be a good figure at all. It's just there's no way it can be. It's not a toy. It's not a toy company. This is look at it. It's insane.
Whoa! Look at the
cryptid.
Look at the proportions.
Holy shit! Is that Zac Efron?
Looks exactly like Zac Efron. Have you ever seen him in his underwear? That's him.
Look at his arms and legs. Why are they so big? His head's so little.
Can you see the feet?
It looks like a.
Okay, thank you.
It looks like Attack on Titan kind of proportions where they're no, like really mm-hmm.
Peter agrees. He says, "Jesus Christ, this is such a good figure."
That is.
It's a great figure. Joel James says Midsummer Ultimates make it a thing.
That's
yeah.
what I was saying earlier because we were talking about like fantasy booking Ultimates, and I was like, yeah,
hey, also, I thought that's what we were doing.
I yeah. didn't know if anybody
give
did it.
Well, I fucking did it, and now I'm annoyed that I'm not doing it.
Well, yeah. we can do it.
Nope, there's not enough time. Now.
We're out of time. We're supposed to be out. Yeah, we're over an hour already, and you said, hey, we got to
I just
be
did
hard
all
out.
That research.
Yeah. Did you really? I'd like to know.
We'll do it next week.
We can do it next week.
Yeah.
We need
I wrote
topics.
Some stuff down. I'll flesh mine out too.
Hey, well, I did two.
Two series?
Yeah, because I was scared somebody else would pick my first one.
Fuck, I really want to know what they are.
Well, too bad.
Don't leave the people hanging.
Talk about dumb Star Wars pipeline bullshit for an hour.
Hey, yeah. well, listen. Next week,
I'm proud of it.
I'm proud of it. Listen, next week we'll fantasy book some Ultimates lines. That'll be the topic for next week.
Yeah.
Jacob, do you want to give a hint of what yours are?
No.
Okay.
One of them I'm surprised hasn't been done already.
Okay, cool. All right, so join us for Toy Anxiety next week. We are going to have the Ultimate Fantasy Booking Showdown. We are all going to fantasy book Ultimates lines. Doesn't Super 7, NECA, whoever got the license for the thing we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be fun. I want.
Cool. I'm going to have a PowerPoint presentation.
I want all A24 wrestling figures in that proportion. Small head, long legs.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, I think I made mine realistic. I think they should be realistic, like toys that could actually, like, let's not. Like
you're talking to Abby. You don't have to. Do,
I
like,
know. And I'm looking at my list and I'm like, The Shining, Blink-182.
I would love Blink 182.
Yeah! I can see that happening.
Yeah,
I can
honestly see that happening. Together. Super 7 yep. does cool
well,
stuff.
Well, here's the thing.
Sure.
Do right. I think they're going to do a whole wave of Shining figures? No, but I am surprised that like there hasn't been like an ultimate Jack Torrance figure. So like,
it's because he won't. It's because that likeness rights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll just have McFarlane do it. It won't look anything like him. It's John Torrance. He's holding a chainsaw, you know, from The Shining.
Jonathan Torrance. Right.
That's my bad.
Johnny Torrance.
I kind of completely forgot that conversation even happened. So we'll do it next week. It'll be fun. We'll be good. Okay. Anything else, guys, before we move on to sad comments? No. Okay.
No.
All right.
No.
Well, this was fun. By the way, Jason Grahosky said I had something in my inbox. He said he made a.
What does that mean? Is that code?
No, he said
that
he
code
made
for drugs.
Yeah, he sent me a tons of drugs. He said that, I don't know where he sent it. Oh, he sent an audio clip. He said it's a, I'm going to have to, I'm not just going to cold play it.
Oh,
he said
it's is a, it a drop?
It's a chart song.
Okay.
All right.
We don't do cold introductions on this show. You got to go to another channel for that.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. Anybody want the link to the join the stream?
Yeah.
All right. Jason Grahosky said it's safe for work. Let's talk about some sad comments here. So sad comments, if you're not familiar, is the latest and greatest. I'm sorry. I started thinking about Patreon because I wanted to plug it. Then I was in the middle of another plug. Can I talk about Patreon first?
Sure.
Yeah,
whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Patreon. Patreon.com/yeshavesome. Best way to support us if you're into Toy Anxiety, YHS podcasts, any of the stuff that we do. For $5 a month, you get access to all of our additional bonus content, including our bonus audio episodes. We did Extreme Toy Anxiety last week. You could watch the stream. You can listen to the audio clip or the audio episode. Exclusive access to the YHS Discord, which has been absolutely on fire lately. Mm-hmm. Lots of people are excited about this Ghostbusters movie.
A little too excited.
Getting a little too excited.
Gotta, like,
let's like, we got to set our expectations.
Filter!
Listen. Now, exclusive Discord access, the YHS Patreon, Instagram, $5 a month. Get you in the door. We have a 5-year archive of audio bonus material.
There's good stuff in there.
It's really great.
Yeah.
It's really great. So, patreon.com/yeshavesome. I'm going to put the, let's see, HTTP. I know how to do one of these things, a website URL. You can sign up today. Somebody signed up tonight during the show. I want to give that person a shout out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Nice.
Who did it?
I'm looking for their name.
This episode got somebody to join Patreon.
This is a good episode.
We're doing something right.
We did the Axe.
Dang.
Star Wars. It's Star Wars talk. That's what it's it is, Jacob. Wars.
It's all the Axe Woves.
Axe Woves.
Yeah.
That's my favorite cologne.
Do you think his fan?
Oh, that was already the Axe Woves body spray.
Oh, we got a mini puff.
Who here wore Axe body spray? Raise your hand.
When I was a douchebuster, we had canisters made that hung off our belts that hold Axe body spray.
I did when I was like
we clip
18.
It off. We spray it in the middle of the con, and then we clip them back onto our belts, and then that's we like sit there and we
ladies would flock.
And then you'd hear.
Can you guys hear? I'm gonna play an audio clip. Can you guys hear this? Did you guys just hear that?
Yeah.
No,
nope,
I didn't.
Okay, so I'll have to do that later. Okay, Jake, so here we go. Sad comments. We scour the internet for the latest commentary on toys and action figures. Go to all the social media sites, Hasbro Pulse, Mattel Creations, yada, yada, yada. Mm. And we give a voice to the voiceless.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Adrenaline. MSO.
I want to say.
Nope, go ahead.
I'm excited about this. What do we got tonight?
I got 4 tonight.
Okay, 4 sad comments.
Only one is from Star Wars.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Two are from Batman.
Okay.
Oh.
And one was sent over from Trevor from NECA.
Oh. Nice. Oh. Is it about Jam?
And I'll do that one first. We'll do the NECA one first. And this one, a couple of these have replies that I'm also going to read. This one has a reply that I like.
Should I do like a J intro? It's time for sad comments. Okay, I'm not gonna say that.
We
should
still just dump that John music and then put it towards
dump that sad comment. All right, Jacob, here we go. This was sent to you from Trevor.
Yep, it's from NECA. This was left on one of their you know that thing they're doing, the vault.
The vault.
This is on the vault.
Okay, mm-hmm. It's on the vault. Vault commentary. Here we go. We got the music coming.
I love how they are sold out in 2 seconds and then on eBay within 7 seconds. Good job again, NECA. Keep giving money to those flippers and sharks.
Flippers and sharks.
And then,
I like that.
And then the reply. They're all still in stock.
Flippers and sharks.
Flippers and sharks.
Oh, man.
Flippers and sharks. Flippers and sharks.
Flippers and sharks.
Flippers and sharks.
That sounds
flippers
like the
title. The Toy Anxiety, Toy Anxiety animated movie.
Flippers and flippers sharks. Flippers and the lightning. In the lightning.
That sounds like the plot of Jaws 3.
Oh, it does. Mm-hmm. Cindy and Sandy.
Cindy and Sandy.
Yeah.
Those flippers. Yeah. All right, here we go. What next one? What do we got?
This is a Batman. This is the Ryan. What is he called? The Nightmare Batman. He's like crazy looking, big wings.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is on that.
I think it's a multiverse figure. Okay, here we go. Little McFarlane commentary coming at you.
Old McFarlane.
Old McFarlane.
Little McFarlane, our other animated series, like Bobby's World, but it's Todd McFarlane as a little baby.
Getting into trouble.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
A repaint of a fucking figure that was incredibly inaccurate and no soul wanted in the first place? Get your shit together and stop taking these awful marketing decisions. I'm getting pissed off. I just want the figures to be accurate to the source and be good enough to be posed naturally, and you cannot do it.
Sounds like a mystery that needs to be solved by Little McFarlane.
Little McFarlane, Little McFarlane.
But it's like L-I-L apostrophe,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Little McFarlane. Somebody please draw us a Little McFarlane, a little Todd
McFarlane.
All
this is based off of Bobby's World.
Hands in his pockets, and he's
it's
like,
got kind of like a, yeah, it's got like a Muppet Babies type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh man, I had a really tough day today. I tried to sell NFTs to everybody at school, but nobody wanted them. I'm Lil McFarlane.
Do you want to see my baseball?
I spent $3 million on a baseball that was hit by Mark McGwire when he broke the home run record, but then he got ousted because of steroids. Want an NFT about it? I'm Lil McFarlane. All right, let's go.
Okay,
this is my new favorite character.
I just I'll
keep going.
My mom.
Yes, yes.
I walked in on my dad.
I don't like girls, so I jokerize them. What?
Well, his thing is that because he's a baby, he doesn't know any women, so he doesn't think they exist.
Oh. Right, right.
He's always jokerizing his mom.
Yeah.
My mom is the only woman that exists.
Like, there's like 6 billion men in the world and one woman, and now she's jokerized. Want an NFT about it? Lil McFarlane.
All right, Pee Wee.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, let's get a little Pee Wee.
We all see what Pee-wee. We all hear what you're doing. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
All right, this is Star Wars.
All right, here we go.
Okay. I am not one to like complaining about Hasbro products. But seriously, why do we need more Din Djarins? I have looked forward to pipeline reveals for months, and we still haven't gotten so many. And they are re-releasing another Din Djarin. And then pipelined another Din Djarin with a super commando jetpack? Like, we don't even have a super commando yet, and we are getting our 10th Din Djarin? I'm sorry. But this I can really excuse, and this is making me really not want to collect this line after being a loyal collector to this line for 10 years. It genuinely frustrates me. You release so many re-releases from Mando Season 3, but haven't even touched the Dark Trooper Moff Gideon, Praetorian Guards, or Super Commandos. This is really getting out of hand. That's my thoughts.
That's my thoughts.
Wow.
I love somebody being like,
do we have a Din Djarin count?
I've been looking forward to pipeline reveal. Pipeline reveals are just pictures of things that maybe come out later.
Just the fact that he's the first sentence is, I am not one to like complaining about Hasbro. And then it's the biggest sad comment about complaining ever.
Hey, somebody says, I gotta, when people defend me, I like it. Somebody said, I thought this was the year of being nice to Craig. Y'all, there, Monsters Beyond. Y'all are brutal.
What do you mean? We've been nice to Craig today.
God forbid my Todd, my Lil McFarlane sounds a little bit like Pee Wee Herman, okay?
We've been nice to Craig.
They were bred in the same house.
Well, I just want to point out we've been nice to Craig today.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
I
give a little friendly shit and loving shit. And that's what we do here.
Hey, can I just quickly read this comment that I got on one of my Instagram posts about Breaking Egons?
Mm-hmm. Do it.
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, I love that band.
Friend.
Breaking Egons?
Yeah. Breaking Egons says, I am going to break off every ass off every Rogue figure at stores. So this is the second threat that I've gotten. One was from someone else in the Discord saying, how about I go break off all the Wolverine claws? I'm like, okay, go for it. I want to see you do it. And now I'm gonna break off all the asses of Rogue. I'm like,
how do you break off an ass?
It's a delicate thing.
It sounds like something like, yo, I'm going to go break off an ass.
Break that ass.
That's what I was kind of thinking, too. I was like, yeah, I want to break Rogue's ass, too.
We got one more. We got one more.
One more, and this is on a Batman figure.
All right. Lil McFarlane. He's back. He's up to hijinks.
Little McFarlane.
Women don't buy toys. Okay.
That was the My Little Pony jingle, by the way.
Yeah, I know. It's what I do. It's like in my blood.
No, I just wanted to point
out
that
That'll be for our other podcast. It's called Welcome to the Jingle. We just revealed jingles.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, here we go. All
right. Action figure collecting these days is treated like it's the only food source in 300 miles. And these starving collectors and resellers race to devour every morsel before anyone else. This plays on one of the most ancient parts of the human brain, FOMO. Reminds me of the teaching of Buddha, where wanting is the thing that causes suffering. You suffer because you want things so bad. Anyway, today, I will not suffer because I because I did not want, but I am sad for those who are.
Hey, I'm just gonna say it. That's an all timer.
Yeah, that really
is it still going?
All timer. Hey,
reply. Here's a reply. I don't know. I just like Batman.
Holy shit.
Wow.
I love that.
Well, for me, the part of the brain that we all know is the fear of missing out part.
Ancient philosophers who are studying the ways of the earliest species of human on the planet, they saw cave drawings where two members of the tribe did get the McFarlane Batman and two didn't. And they expressed FOMO in a very...
Collecting is suffering.
These guys bringing up Buddha.
I like that comment.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That was really cool. That was
he
like...
He wrote that for me, I think.
That was like Sophocles or something.
Yeah.
Anyways. Well, that was fun.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, this is a good idea from Stephen Shanks. T-shirt. I don't know. I just like Batman.
That's how I feel. Speaking of Batman, tomorrow is Gotham City Tonight over on Gotham City Tonight channel. We are going to talk about McFarlane and his resurrecting of toys that got canceled from DC Collectibles. And now he's going to be re-releasing them. So we're going to talk about that. And It's going to be myself, Alex, and Trevor from NECA.
Are you kidding me? What a team.
Hey,
talk shit about DC toys. Go ahead.
Ryan, I had really fun watching the show last week, watching the watch-along, the X-Men watch-along. I never really watched that X-Men cartoon that much because when I was younger, the voices bothered me so much that I didn't. I was like, why the fuck does Wolverine sound like an idiot? And then I never watched it.
Yeah, like, why does this Canadian sound Australian?
What's yeah, I was so confused by the Wolverine's voice that I was like, I'm not watching this. But I really enjoyed last week's episode.
Yeah, man, it's Alex knew so much about the behind the scenes of that cartoon, so it was like super informative even for me to watch it with him and just us kind of like talking shit and just having fun with it. And
yeah,
no, it was cool. Good. No, thanks. Thank you, Jacob.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool. Yeah, I can't wait to hear you talk about this Joker mobile. Sounds cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude, I can't wait to talk about it because I'll express my concerns about it getting a re-release from McFarlane tomorrow. But yeah, tune in for my mildly warm takes.
It's going to be Jokerizing a Joker mobile. Can't wait. Abby, what's on your radar this week? Any updates before we go?
Let's see. I'm going to look for some AstroTurf that I can line my shelves with so that I can make my community of Calico Critters.
There you go.
Make it real.
Cool, cool, cool. And Jacob, do you guys have Monster Island this week?
We do. We're going to record a Monster Island episode probably tomorrow night. And then hopefully a YHS episode sometime this week. We're behind.
Sometime this week. We're behind. Yeah. We'll talk off air. We're going to have to figure that out. Well, listen, guys, this was a lot of fun tonight. We appreciate you being here. We appreciate the continued support. Don't forget to subscribe. Hit that bell notification so you can understand when we are live. If you see the notification that says Toy Anxiety's live, what that means is come watch us. It's really a pretty simple concept.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week with more Toy Anxiety. You can join us, like I said earlier, on the Patreon feed at patreon.com/yeshavesome, and you can get exclusive access to the Discord where we are Ghostbusters crazy right now. We are mere weeks away. 7 weeks, 7.5 weeks from the release of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, the fourth entry into the original Ghostbusters timeline, directed by Gil Cannon and starring the likes of Carrie Coon, Paul Rudd, Bill Murray, McKenna Grace, things of that nature. And you're going to be seeing a lot of content, Ghostbusters and otherwise, coming from the YHS world in the coming weeks. Mm-hmm. Until next time. No, you're under it.
Shit.
Yeah, there's plenty more where that came from.
We'll see everybody tomorrow. No, we won't. But Ryan
not
will.
Tomorrow.
Ryan. Yeah, you'll see me.
Ryan will.
Go see Ryan. And Alex.
And Trevor. Bye.
Trevor. Love Trevor.
Yeah,
thanks
we
for the
Trevor.
Jam.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for hanging out tonight, y'all.
Oh, I'm getting skipped for that. I didn't get to the jam.